going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And this morning, we turn our attention to the newest region of the Diocese of Pittsburgh that's been formed to support Catholic elementary schools, the South Region. It's a large geographic area stretching from the South Hills of Pittsburgh to Robinson Township in the west, down to Washington, Pennsylvania, farther south. It's also diverse, moving densely populated suburbs south of the city to small towns and also rural areas. In a new model of regional elementary schools, a governing board of pastors and lay leaders provides expertise and oversight to all schools within a region, supported by a regional administrator. Every parish and grouping is represented, whether or not there is a school on its property. And currently, there are 13 elementary schools in the South Region, 4 of which are merging into one school with 2 campuses, and that is at St. Bernard in Mount Lebanon, St. Thomas More in Bethel Park. My guest this morning is Sharon Loughran Brown. She is the co-principal of Our Lady of the Grace and St. Bernard Schools in the South Hills, and she's also the new regional administrator of the South Regional Catholic Elementary Schools System. Sharon, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. I had you on my show a few years ago, and I saw you at Mass a few months ago. We had a nice Mass in honor of your mom, so my sympathies for you and your family, and great to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
Now, first, tell our listeners about your background. You have a great background in education, almost 30 years. You originally are from Johnstown, but you've worked in the Diocese of Pittsburgh for many years, and you have a wonderful reputation here in the diocese. And I know you for a long time, too. So tell our listeners this morning about how you got here to Pittsburgh from Johnstown.
Well, actually, my parents were from Swissvale, and
oh,
I was born in Swissvale. So originally, I spent the first 5 years of my life here in Pittsburgh, and then we moved to Johnstown, which is where I grew up, and went to St. Francis University in Loretto, where I met my husband, and so that brought us back to Pittsburgh. I started in the north side teaching, and saying almost 30 was very kind. It's over 30 years that I started teaching in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and my husband and I live in Monongahela, which is part of now the new St. Andrew the Apostle Parish. And for many years, and my children and I spent many years at Madonna Catholic Regional School here in the Midmont Valley before I moved to Our Lady of Grace 7 years ago as the principal there. So I've spent a lot of time in the Diocese of Pittsburgh and am pleased to be a part of this great tradition.
You're part of St. Andrew Parish, which is a new parish in Monongahela. Rev Kev, Father Kevin Dominic, is your pastor, a really wonderful guy. And his birthday and my birthday, we share the same birthdays in November. So he's
nice.
Him and I are all well connected. We always get a birthday card from each other because of our birthdays. So that's kind of to meet. One of the goals in regionalizing the elementary schools is to share resources. How will you do that, and what are you learning from what the North Hills and the Pittsburgh East regional schools have done?
So, of course, the North Hills has now completed over 3 years of this process and had is the most successful and the most time. The Pittsburgh East is, you know, finishing its first years. So,
which I'm part of that one,
is,
so we're growing.
Correct. So I think that one of the best things that we can do as far as sharing resources is exactly that goal of On Mission for the Church Alive, which is collaboration and being able to really work together to try to sustain Catholic education, to make us stronger, not just financially, but really to bring people together as well as the financial resources so that we can make sure that Catholic education is moving towards a stronger, sustainable future. So I certainly am anxious to learn from both the North and the East. We have, especially over these past few months, been working very closely. Michelle Peduto, our Director of Catholic Schools, has brought the regional administrators together for twice-a-week team meetings. And so I have been very pleased and blessed to be working closely with both Mike Kilmeyer from the North and Joe Rossi from the East, trying to build a strong team, which I think is going to be extremely helpful to the entire diocese.
You learn from their resources and their experiences, and now as you start the South region, obviously, yeah, it's a team effort. There's nobody by themselves on this, and you do definitely have a lot of great support and a lot of great resources, too. Now, during this school year that just ended this past week, you had two challenges that no one saw this coming, beginning to merge four schools into one school with two campuses, plus dealing with the pandemic, and it was a double whammy for everybody. And for you, I know if anyone can do it, you can do it. First, let's talk about the merger. Who will lead the new school there in the South Hills, and how is enrollment going?
I'm pleased to announce that enrollment is going very well. We have over 600 students between our two buildings. And that is growing every day. Of course, we had just started the enrollment process when we closed down for the pandemic, and so we've had some challenges there. But one of the things we have been able to do is to hire the principal, which Mrs. Lynn Lynch, who was the principal at St. Thomas More, will be the principal. And recently, we also hired an assistant principal, Amy O'Keefe, who has been a teacher at St. Bernard's and also has her administrative certification, is going to be the assistant principal. So I think we have a great leadership team there in the merger who I've been working closely with. We will start now that we have ended our school year this week. We'll be able to start hiring teachers and moving forward. The merger, I think, is going extremely well. We've had weekly implementation committees, so I feel like that's really going as well as expected and even surpasses my expectations given the challenges
Absolutely.
That we have.
Yeah, with the pandemic and stuff, you had to kind of switch gears, plus also deal with the merger, too. So, and now that the school year has ended now, obviously, the merge mode and getting the final ducks in order, so to speak, you know, getting everybody lined up. And the South Hills is really near and dear to my heart because I grew up in the Carrick-Overbrook section of the city of Pittsburgh, and it's not that far from Mount Lebanon, Castle Shannon, Bethel Park. So I know that area very well, and that whole area, just like the whole city of Pittsburgh, you come together, you're stronger together, and it will work out definitely because Pittsburgh and the South Hills is such a tight-knit community, and they're all tight-knit communities close together. So change is different, but Now, when the diocese closed all the schools back on March 16th, you had to move quickly to transition to the online learning. And now that the summer's here, looking back, let's kind of evaluate, how does that go? Because that wasn't easy.
It wasn't easy. I feel as though it went, again, far better than we could have ever expected. We took 1 week to get our teachers to some professional development, get a plan together. We surveyed parents throughout the process, and of course, that was very difficult for some of our families, those that were working, those were that were at home, the whole situation. But on the whole, our Catholic schools did a fabulous job. Our teachers did a phenomenal job. Many of them who were not at all trained in some of the platforms that we were using. Some, it was a seamless if they had been doing blended learning and using Google Classroom. But for some of our teachers, that was a real challenge. And overwhelmingly, our teachers and students across the diocese did a phenomenal job in very difficult circumstances.
Yeah. Now, we have a minute and a half, but I really want to ask this question. It's a sensitive subject for everybody. The director of Catholic schools, Michelle Peduto, had to tell principals and teachers a week ago Friday that due to questions about reopening guidelines for the schools in the fall, there's a need to pause before completing teacher contracts. And there's a lot of questions right now, but I don't want to ignore that question. But can you tell us about some various educational options for the fall?
Absolutely. Of course, that was necessary due to the uncertainty about what we are doing in the fall. Just yesterday, PDE, Pennsylvania Department of Education, gave the guidelines. Initial guidelines for opening. We actually are beginning a diocesan educational COVID planning team. There, of course, has been a diocesan COVID team in place all along. But as far as the educational planning team, we are planning getting together this team as early as today to start looking at those guidelines, looking at all of the options that were given to us by the state, as well as our own health and safety teams and protocols. So I think that, you know, we all hope to be back in the classroom as soon as possible, but we look at a brick and mortar, a hybrid system, as well as being prepared if we need to be virtual again.
Okay, good. Good question and good answer. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the pastor of St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg section of the city of Pittsburgh. And my guest this morning on this Sunday, June 7th, is Sharon Lockwood Brown. She is the new regional administrator of the South Regional Catholic Elementary School System, serving in the South Hills. Now, Sharon, the South Regional Catholic Elementary Schools Advisory Board will become a governing board on July 1st. That's just a month away. Father David Pecking of Archangel Gabriel Parish in Robinson Township, Kennedy and McKees Rocks will continue as the board chair. How will this change help improve Catholic education?
Well, I am very excited to work with this board, which has both clergy members and laypersons serving on the advisory board. Of course, there's been some clergy changes, and so some of the people that have been on the advisory board may be moving on to different things as far as clergy, as well as the lay people will have the opportunity to determine whether they will continue when it becomes a governing board. But this board, of course, will work together for the entire region and has expertise both in Catholic education as well as we have other people that have their own specialties and expertise in finance and marketing and education on the whole. So I think that bringing, once again, people together to collaborate for one common goal can only help to improve Catholic education and move it to the future. And I also am very much looking forward to continuing to get to work with Father David Pecking as well.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And in my experience, when I was in Swickley with the regional North Hills region, and then now in the East End with the East Regional, the board is very, very needed, and all the people's various expertise and talents help the regional administrator to kind of keep things going, and they assist with the principals too. So it's everybody's working together, as I mentioned in the earlier segment. It's a team effort to do that. Now, what's your message to parents about potential successes of the regional schools?
First of all, obviously, we want the parents to continue to trust our wonderful product of academic excellence and faith formation, as well as giving students the opportunity to learn, live, and love Jesus, all of those things. Again, there is some change from moving from parish schools to regional schools, but the underlying mission, of course, remains the same. So my message to parents would be to continue to trust that we will be working to provide the best education and environment for all of the students that we are blessed to partner with those parents with for their formation.
Mm-hmm. And as we were talking about, you know, change is not always easy. In moving from parish schools to a regional school, we're trying to change not only a model that's been around for more of a century, and this is the way we've always done it, but the mindset. And that's not easy to do. How do you do that? How do you change the mindset?
Well, with prayer, I would think would be a good place to start. Let's start every day with praying and asking for the Holy Spirit to guide us, because that is really what we believe is guiding this entire change with the church. We look to say, okay, we believe that we know that the quality and the importance of Catholic education, but we do need to rely on prayer to help to guide us. And again, I think that one of the best ways that we can change any, adapt to any change, is also to be open to it and to look for the positive and the gifts that change brings to us, and always keeping in mind what our general mission is. And I think that that's probably the best way. And hopefully a year from now, we'll be able to say, well, we had some tough times at the beginning with the pandemic, but that this change has been overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah,
you'll have to have me back on, and we'll hopefully be saying
the
same things
for the New South region. Definitely, yeah. And I personally look at changes, obviously not easy, but it's good. You know, I just merged three parishes to form St. Mary Magdalene back in January. You formed your parishes there down in Monongahela and Monongahela, Donora
and Charleroi. Mm-hmm.
Charleroi to become St. Andrew. So I think the parishes are changing and the schools are changing too. And sometimes that's not easy, but you bring in all the traditions together and you form a stronger community and you grow from it. And obviously there's some speed bumps, of course, some little ups and downs at the beginning, but then you learn and you grow and new friendships and new traditions form. Now, you began your long career in Catholic education as a teacher, then became a principal, and now you're the regional administrator. You've seen a lot of change over 30-plus years. Are you hopeful about the future of Catholic schools and the regionalization?
Of course. I, as I said before, I believe that the Spirit is guiding us. I believe that although change is different and the models are different, that Catholic education is so important to the life of our church. So I believe that all of these changes will be good. We here in the Midmont Valley, began a regional school over 20 years ago. And I was pleased to watch that that made our school, as well as our parishes, stronger, and it made the changes of our parish coming together simpler because people have adapted to those changes. So I do believe it's for the best and that ultimately it does make us better.
Make you stronger. Now, one final question before we conclude. How can parents and parishioners help you continue to provide spiritually vibrant, academically excellent, and financially stable schools that families can afford? What role can the parents and parishioners play?
Well, obviously, we need financial support. We also need we need our parents to keep sending those children to us. We know that it is a financial difficulty, but I know that if at all possible, our diocese and our leaders try to make it possible for anyone who wants a Catholic education. And of course, we ask that all parents, parishioners, and all stakeholders in our schools continue to pray for us because we certainly need that power of prayer. And so even when people cannot support us financially, we certainly can use volunteers and we'll always take those prayers for guidance and a strong future.
And as I say, it's an investment. You're investing something. Education is something that is so important in a person's life. So when parents and grandparents, they make an investment for the future in investing in the schools. And there's so many wonderful benefactors out there to help families obtain scholarships. You make that investment, we're preparing for the future. And you can't put a price tag on that. That's something that you see the fruits as the kids grow. Definitely, it's a wonderful investment.
Amen.
Chair Loughran Bone, the administrator of the new South Regional Catholic Elementary School Systems, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Father Tom.
We'll be back in a moment. This week in our Plus segment, I want to feature, again, the reflection. This weekend is, as we celebrate Trinity Sunday today, God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's one of those great mysteries of our faith. And the Trinity is one of the hardest things to explain because how can God be three but equal to be one? But the Trinity, it remains a mystery. For God is one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When we make the sign of the cross, when we come into Mass, when we sing the Gloria, we celebrate the Trinity. And we recall that God's invitation to us is to be close to Him. So the Trinity is praying to God our Father, and He gave us the Son, Jesus, who walked on this earth, and then He gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit, to continue on to be disciples of the Lord and to preach and to teach and to share the good news. So God's invitation to us is to share in the life of the Trinity, and He doesn't exclude us. And now more than ever, we need to be strengthened and also pray for peace and healing in our world on this blessed day.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.